This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Tyler Ray of the Granite Backcountry Alliance, and we're talking about Backcountry Film Festival. It's happening tomorrow, 5:30 till 9 at the Theater in the Wood in Intervale. Lots going on with this event. You can find more information or register right now by going to skireg.com/GBA Film Fest. That's skireg.com/GBA Film Fest. Tyler, thank you so much for joining me.
Tony, thanks for having me. Nice to be back.
Got the different films, but it's not just about the films. There's also a potluck dinner.
Yeah, this is this event is really, it's all about the community, the backcountry skiing community. And so we designed the event to reflect that. And, you know, we have everything from a potluck dinner, which we like to think of as family as food. You know, everyone contributes, and it's a really good glue to the event. We have music. Candy Tremblay is coming to play. We have a series of local films that we'll play, including the volunteer that we sent to British Columbia last year, and a series of films from Winter Wildlands Alliance, which is the mainstay of our evening's performance. But we also have lots of vendors, local, national, regional brands, organizations, that kind of thing. Everyone from Upper Saco Valley Land Trust to Access Fund to Liberty Skis, Northeast Mountaineering, Ski the Whites. Yeah, it's a full house. It's a lot going on, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, obviously, this is happening as we're heading into the ski season, and the snow is starting to come down. I'm kind of wondering, are you hoping that this sort of inspires people to make their own films in our backcountry? Or?
Yeah, I mean, so that's part of what the celebration is, to celebrate, you know, what we have accomplished. And this fall, with our volunteers, we call the Quarry Dogs, we've again had a banner fall where we've opened up 3 new glade zones for skiers in the area and across the state and regionally, frankly. People travel from far and wide to come here. In fact, we just did an economic study of 3 of our glade zones, and our 3 of our 5 zones last year generated over $1 million in revenue to the local economies.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's having a real impact, this sort of outdoor economy type issue, we call it. And it's awesome, and people are really into it. And so this event really, so, you know, it's sort of a culmination of our fall season where we put in the hard work, and then guess what? Now we get to have fun when the snow flies.
Yeah. It's Granite Backcountry Alliance. They have their Backcountry Film Festival tomorrow, 5:30 till 9 in the evening at Theater in the Woods in Intervale. There's a potluck dinner, raffles, and giveaways going on.
Yeah, we have a whole different series of giveaways from our typical, you know, raffle and silent auctions. We also do a live auction. We have an original print from Hannah Lucy. We have skis from DPS. We have all kinds of good stuff to give out. I mean, in fact, we have tons of stuff to give out. It's awesome. But we also have a really powerful opportunity. I mentioned we sent someone to British Columbia last year. This year, we're sending someone to Argentina for a free 7-day trip. And that's I'm not kidding. We're sending someone down to Argentina next summer in 2020. And that's going to one of our volunteers. So we've been tracking our volunteers all fall. And we literally, well, maybe not literally, we pull a name out of a hat. We have some mechanisms on how to do that. But essentially, we pull the name out of the hat, and someone is going to go south next summer, and that's pretty cool. So that is sponsored by SAS Global Travel. It's a New Hampshire adventure tourism group, and we're just really excited to have them involved and being able to provide this to people that work so hard for our organization.
And since we already started one of the sponsors, we might as well get some of the other sponsors out of the way. Lots to list, so
We have a big list. We have some, you know, some of our national sponsors: DPS, Fly Low, Backcountry Access, Mammut, among those. Then some local sponsors such as Ragged Mountain, Northeast Mountaineering, Ski the Whites, REI, EMS, and then we have a lot of contributions from, you know, businesses such as Sportoma, Stand and Dance, Eastern Slope Inn, Lucy Hardware, Horse Feathers. I mean, we really put our effort into going out and glading terrain, but we also put our effort in and making it the rewards for the people that put that hard work in. And, you know, we always tell the businesses, you know, when there's a give, there's a get. And there's really a big give on the business side, and that's really part of the DNA here in the Mount Washington Valley. That's really special. But we ensure that we tell all of our volunteers, We instruct them and direct them to go back to these businesses when they're coming back here in the winter, because we have a nice mix of locals, but also for those from away, from Boston, Portland, Seacoast areas. And so it's important we provide instruction for where they go. And those are the businesses that help us, so we help them in return. And it's a nice symbiotic relationship and makes everyone happy.
And as you mentioned, you bring in at least $1 million to the Valley, not more.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, we start, you know, anecdotally, we tell stories all the time about the impact and whatnot, but now actually having empirical data to support what we're saying is a nice complimentary way to talk about it. And, you know, we're really having an impact. So it's cool.
Yeah. It's Granite Backcountry Alliance Backcountry Film Festival tomorrow, 5:30 till 9 in the evening at the Theater in the Woods. They have a potluck dinner planned, raffles, giveaways, auctions. A trip to Argentina will be given away. You look like you want to say something else, Tyler.
Yeah, it was something very, very important.
Okay.
We have Hobbs Brewing and Baxter Brewing both being there, providing the most important, some may say, element of the event. So we appreciate their contributions. Again, to keep everyone happy.
So that's Hobbs and Baxter Brewing Companies will be also supplying the lubrications to the event. And then there's also going to be music going on top of the movie. So it's going to be a really festive event for any ski enthusiasts.
Any outdoor enthusiasts.
Any
really.
Outdoor
enthusiasts. Anyone that enjoys the outside, you can have a good time. So I encourage people to come on. Buy tickets today online. They end tonight at midnight. You get a $5 discount by doing that. You could certainly purchase them tomorrow at the door, but you don't have the online opportunity. If you're at the keyboard, pound it out right now, get it done, and save those couple of bucks. That'd be great.
And that's skireg.com/GBA Film Fest to do that. skireg.com/GBA Film Fest. One more time, skireg.com/GBA Film Fest. Tyler, any final thoughts before we go?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing everyone out there, and have a great winter.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Tyler.
Thanks, Tony.
That's Tyler Ray of Granite Backcountry Alliance with their Backcountry Film Festival tomorrow, 5:30 till 9 at the Theater in the Woods. You can get your tickets or find more information right now by going to skireg.com/GBA Film Fest. This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.